It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Form Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Form Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Form Recovery Internet Radio.
Sorry.
Spencer, you got me on there, brother?
Yeah, you're on there.
Well, a very pleasant good evening. Indian fans, welcome to Fort Recovery Radio and high school basketball. I'm Dave Kopp along with Derek Bax. We're going to bring you the game here tonight. The Fort Recovery Indians against the visiting South Adams Starfires coming in here tonight. And actually, they're 12-5 on the season. Obviously, we don't know much about these guys. I did the game last night with Jeff Hobbs, and he said, I think they're pretty dang good. He said they got a lot of seniors, and he keeps up on that probably better than most, and he's down in Fairlawn. So anyhow, we'll see what we got to offer. Last night, the Indians coming off a tough loss at Versailles. It just seemed like we didn't have the energy last night on the floor, and of course, when you get your shots not to fall, and you're having trouble making shots, it's kind of easy to fall in that groove. But tonight's a different ball game, and you get off to a better start, and hopefully things go well. So it looks to me like the Tribes just. Last night, the game didn't mean a whole lot league-wise, a whole lot season-wise, and maybe they couldn't get fired up, but you still want to win these ball games, and Versailles, they got the shots going down, and everybody wants to party when the shots are going in, right. and they had four guys in double digits against us last night, and made it tough for us to do our defensive job, hopefully we can come out on top tonight.
Yeah, they got to get right back on the right track before tournament here. So, I mean, this would be a big statement win, to be honest, to take out South Adams for us.
Yeah, I'm assuming they got – how many seniors you say you counted up?
Eight
seniors on this squad for South Adams, and that's going to be a battle. We got six of our own, so it's going to be a very veteran-type game tonight. So we'll take a quick break here. We'll pay some bills, and we'll be back with a little more basketball talk.
Wayne Street Market always has great prices and great selection, and here are some of the specials they have for you through February 18th. Lent is coming, and Wayne Street Market has you covered. Starting on Ash Wednesday, and then every Friday during Lent, Wayne Street Market has their famous fish dinners hot and ready to go back at their deli. You get the fish in two sides for $7.99. Be sure to call ahead to avoid waiting in line. And you can also buy just the fish for $8.99 a pound. And every day they have their ready-to-go meal specials back at the deli. Meatloaf Monday, Tenderloin Tuesday, Wing Wednesday with dinners with two sides or just wings, ribs on Thursday, and fish dinners on Friday. Wayne Street Market is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, closed on Sundays during the winter. You don't need to go out of town for great prices and great selection. Just stop by Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Cover more ground and get more savings on the fast, durable Kubota Sidekick. Gas-powered with a top speed of 40 miles per hour and best-in-class acceleration and handling with cargo, all backed by a 2-year, 1,000-hour warranty. Get the Sidekick now for zero down, 0% APR for 60 months, or save up to $1,750 now through February 28th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Welcome back to the Wayne Street Market pregame show. I'm Dave Kopp, along with Derek Bax and Spencey on the computer. So, looking at these scores here, Spencey's got some info down here, some teams that we played just to kind of reference. South Adams beat Jay County 64-61. Pretty tight game right there. And then they lost to Parkway 48-46 last Saturday night. So, you know, in comparison to that, you know, we beat Parkway here. Doesn't say a whole lot. That's been a while ago. But just in reference, you know, I certainly think we can play with these guys. We know we can play with anybody. And on any given night, we should be able to probably beat some teams that people probably don't think we should beat. But hopefully tonight's one of them, and we can take the Starfires down. Looks like we're getting a pretty decent crowd here in the gymnasium tonight. And I don't know. I think we're about 3 minutes away here from tip-off, and the Starfires out there warming up, and they had a good JV game. I will talk a little bit about the JV game in the pregame show. The Indians did win that bad boy, 43-32. And Spencey, you got here early and set things up, and you said that it was 4-4, and all of a sudden they went on a 9-0 run, and the next thing you know, we go on a 17-0 run and take the lead back.
It was a game of
runs,
spurts, and it was crazy.
Yeah, in the end, the Fort Recovery Indians came ahead and won that ball game, 43-32. Caleb Evers had 9. Rex Leverett had 8. Landon Post led the Indians with 10. Reese Guckenbiller had 6 for the Starfires. Kyle Minger had 13, and Jordan Henshaw had 8, and that led the way for the Starfires. Maxie, I don't know. What do you think here about tonight's ball game? Coming in here and coming off that loss with Verzales, and I guess you're right. We just got to get back on the winning track, and there's only one way to do it.
For sure. I'm hoping that some of the misses that happened last night, where we kept our makes for tonight. That's my hope. But, if we can beat Parkway, and Parkway lost to these guys, so let's hope that stays true and we can beat these guys too.
Yeah, our three-point percentage last night, I don't know what it was. I didn't look in the paper. I didn't want to see it because it had to be bad. I think we only had 2 makes. One was late in the game, I think, by Kale, and then one was earlier. And we didn't have any in the first half. I know that. I know Dylan hit one in the second half, and Kale hit one, and that's all I can think of. But we had so many of them that was halfway down and popped out and in and out, and it just wasn't our night last night. So we'll take one more quick break. We'll come back. Maybe we'll have the starters, and we'll go through that, and we'll get ready for tip-off.
Wayne Street Market always has great prices and great selection, and here are some of the specials they have for you through February 18th. Lent is coming, and Wayne Street Market has you covered. Starting on Ash Wednesday, and then every Friday during Lent, Wayne Street Market has their famous fish dinners hot and ready to go back at their deli. You get the fish in 2 sides for $7.99. Be sure to call ahead to avoid waiting in line. And you can also buy just the fish for $8.99 a pound. And every day they have their ready-to-go meal specials back at the deli. Meatloaf Monday, Tenderloin Tuesday, Wing Wednesday with dinners with 2 sides or just wings, ribs on Thursday, and fish dinners on Friday. Wayne Street Market is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, closed on Sundays during the winter. You don't need to go out of town for great prices and great selection. Just stop by Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at Fort Recovery Radio at Outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 Buick Enclave Leather Edition, front-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, heated leather seats with 31,000 miles for $24,400. Also available is a 2013 Ford Edge Limited All-Wheel Drive, a local trade with Bluetooth, heated seats, a sunroof, 101,000 miles for $12,200. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. What's the perfect gift for that special person in your life, and how can you find it? Kalp Pharmacy offers a large selection of unique gifts, from classic chocolates and jewelry to home decor, toys, and more. With plenty of gift ideas to choose from, you will be sure to find the perfect gift. We have gifts for Valentine's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
All right, welcome back to Portside Fieldhouse. Getting ready for the starting lineups here tonight. Maxie, I'll pass it over to you. You can go over the lineups here for both squads.
All right. For the Starfires, we have number two, Nick Miller. He's a senior. Number three, Drew Stutzman. He's also a senior. Number four, Braden Gilbert is a senior as well. James Arnold, number 11, also a senior. And Aiden Warner, number 12. He is a junior for the Starfires. Now, for the Indians, we have Regan Martin. Derek Judy, Clay Smith, Dale Rammel, and Brian Finn.
Same guys we had last night in the starting lineup over at Brazil. So hats off to Jossie LeFevre. Heck of a job tonight on the national anthem. Man, she belted it out. I give her all the credit in the world. Young freshman here in Fort Recovery. Seen her do it a couple times this year, and she's getting better every time she does it. So it's fun to see that. We're getting ready here for the Tin Cupboard tip-off, and we want to thank the Wayne Street Market for the pregame show. Getting ready for our first quarter scoreboard is the Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery here, celebrating 40 years this year. God love them. As you can hear in the background, PA announcer Harold Feely doing his thing. Got the lights off here in the gymnasium, getting the boys out here. And it's always fun to do that. Did they do that when you played it?
Nope.
Pretty big deal for our kids to go through that purple smoke.
Oh, I think it's cool.
Next week will be the last time they'll do it, where they won't be allowed to do that in the tournament.
Won't be allowed to do it even for the home games.
So yeah, next week will be the last time for those seniors, and it's a pretty neat thing.
It is. It's pretty cool. I like to see it.
I hope a lot of people got to see it last year, because not many people are allowed to come in and
see
it.
That's exactly right. We're limited this year with the COVID thing, and hopefully we're starting to get that in the back of our minds, man. I tell you what.
Hey, no more.
hour curfew.
Is that right? Curfew's been lifted?
Curfew was lifted yesterday.
Curfew was lifted yesterday. You mean I actually stay awake now? All right, we're getting ready for the 10 cover tip-off thanks to the Wayne Street Market for our pregame show. And the first quarter sponsor, Kalp Pharmacy. Looks like Big Kale's going to go do our jumping here against number two, Nick Miller, a 6'4 senior for the Starfires. Ball gets tipped up. Ball gets tipped by Kale, but goes to the Starfires. They'll start the game with the ball in the first possession. Indians are going to fall back in that. I thought they were going to go into a zone there, and then I think they're matching up real quick. So
it's man. No, it's not.
There's a quick shot up the top of the key by number 11, James Arnold. That's going to be missed and rebounded by the Indians, and they push it up the floor. Kale Schmitz or Clay Schmitz with it down, gets it down into the block here to the big guy, Benny in the corner, and he goes back out to Derek. Derek back out to Schmitty. Over to Kale. Kale over to Regan. Regan back down over to Benny. Benny thought about the three-pointer, didn't take it. Kale says, I'll take that shot from the top of the key. It goes a little bit long, off, and rebounded by Nick Miller. Starfires with the ball now, bringing it up the court. They're going left to right on the old radio dial, as old Jeff Hobbs would say.
Yep. It's not radio, and there's no dial.
There's that's exactly right. Starfires with the ball. Quick turnaround jump down there by number four, Braden Gilbert. And that's going to be the first 2 points of the game for the Starfires.
Brian may have to get a hand up on that one.
Yeah.
He looked pretty confident taking
that
jump.
Yeah, he can take that shot all night, I think. He'll make most of them. So Derek with the ball out at the top. Gets it over to Kale on the wing. He feeds it down into Benny. Benny looks back over, finds Regan on the other side. Regan with the ball now back up top. Over to Clay. Hands it off over to Kale. Kale now with the ball brings it back to Rammel. Rammel now over to Derek Judy. Judy to Kale. They're passing it around the perimeter. Benny says, I'm taking that three-pointer this time. And he comes up a little short, and it's going to be a rebound to the Starfires. Number 11 picks it up, goes, and number 4 is going to take another shot. And that's a little long, and that's going to be a long rebound. Goes right back to number 11. He loses possession of it, and I think... Yes, it's a turnover. Going to go to the Indians.
Brian Benn's coming out. He needs a blow.
You know, I don't have any trouble with him shooting that three-pointer up top. He's definitely shown some that skill that he can make that shot, and I say take it.
I think the big fella's got some touch.
Oh, yeah, he can make that shot. Indians with the ball now. Going around the outside is Kale. Kale's going to pull up for about a 15-footer. A little bit long off the rim, and that's going to be a rebound and then knocked out of bounds by Regan. So the Starfires will retain possession. Welcome to the Kalp Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Indians trail 2-0 early in this ball game. Starfires with the ball, bringing it across the timeline. Pass out here to number 11, James Arnold. He goes over to the side to Stutzman. He goes back to the top. Number 2 is going to drop it in there, Nick Miller. Nice, easy 14-footer, and now it's 4-0 in favor of the Starfires. Indians need to get on the scoreboard here 3 minutes into the game. Dylan Evers with the move. He kicks it back out to Clay Schmidt. Schmidt with a 10-footer. Pops a little short. And looks like a scramble for the ball. Indians come up with it. No foul called right there on the shot. Starfires go the other way. Euro step, and he misses it. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up now. Scramble for the ball. Number 11 comes up with the ball and lays it in. James Arnold. 6-0 in favor of South Adams.
He's got 4 rebounds and 2 minutes.
I don't think the Indians got many rebounds at all.
Nope.
Kale Rammel with the ball out at the top. Gives it off to Derek Judy. Derek Judy finds Dylan over on the wing. Back out to Schmitty at the top. Regan's going to take a three-pointer from the left side. That one's going to go in and out. And rebound comes to the Starfires, and they back the other way. Arnold with the ball now at the top of the circle. He passes off to the wing. Over to Wanner. Do you call him Wanner?
Wanner.
There's a nice drive. Gets cut off by Schmitty. Goes back over to the wing for a three. A little bit long, and that's going to be a rebound. Comes off to Dylan Evers. Dylan with a quick. Nice try by Derek. He had Schmitty down the four and went off his hand. Went off the Starfires, and the Indians will retain possession. Halfway through the Kalp Pharmacy first quarter, 6-0 in favor of
South Adams Starfires.
Not a lot of action so far.
Well, the Indians, again, like last night, they just we're not playing with a whole lot of energy, I don't think, right now.
Pretty stale offense.
Yeah, we're not.
Just settling for jumpers.
Yeah, yeah.
We need to get our shots going down and get fired up.
Need to see some shots going in, yep. Gavin drives down low. He comes into the ball game, spits it back out to the top of the key. They find Gavin back in the corner. Here comes a weak pass back out. Nice job. And the Kale's going to go up, and he's going to lay one in. He makes a little nice cut, drives one in, and goes off of the left hand. Makes it 6-2. Starfires with the ball now, bringing it down to their end. They're on the wing. Back out to the top. Over to the other side. Shot by Wanner, and that's going to be in and out. Rebounded by the Indians, and the Indians push it back up the floor. KRM comes up, gives it to Regan. Regan had a quick first step. Goes to the rim, goes over to and back out to Kale at the top, and no good. One of the fans wanted to rebound, or what?
Scared me.
Yeah, he's pretty fired up. Starfires with the ball, back down at their end of the floor. Big drive and a shot right there by number 11. James Arnold comes off. Another rebound for Dillon. Derek pushes the ball up the floor. Gives it back out to Gavin. Gavin's going to shoot a three in and out. And the rebound comes back down to number 4, Drayden Gilbert.
They've got some good looks in transition. I think we might have to exploit that game. They got some big boys that look to be huffing and puffing.
Yeah, maybe we need to go up and down the floor. Let's go.
We got athletes. Let's do it.
Yeah, we can go. Starfires with the ball. Arnold with the ball, hands it off to number 12, Warner. Now they're over in the corner. Feeds it back inside to Arnold. Arnold brings it back out. And we get a three-second call of number 2, Nick Miller. Trying to catch his breath in there.
Yeah, he was.
Indians trail 6-2 with 2 minutes and 25 seconds to go here in the first quarter.
I think there goes our transition game. Brian and Clay just came back into the game.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
Well, but maybe they can get the rebound and fire it.
Yep.
Well, last night, you know, Brazil's they did a little cherry picking and worked for them about every time they did it.
Yep.
There goes Kale with a quick pop, 16-footer off the back of the rim. No good.
That, Brian.
Benny's trying to get the rebound in there, and it comes back down to number 12, Aiden Warner. He's going to bring the ball up the floor. He hands off to number 20, Trey Schock. There's a three-pointer from the side, way off by Nick Miller, rebounded by the Indians. Regan's got the ball. He's coming down hard. He goes up, and he's going to be fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line.
Oh, he's got the half-black, half-blonde hair, too. Got two boys out there.
Yeah, yep, got a couple of them. I think there's 3 or 4 on the team.
I think they all must have shared a bottle one night.
Yep. Well, it's cheaper that way.
Yeah. No trouble with it. Whatever.
Yeah. There's a team at the state track meet. Every one of them every year has white hair.
Is that right?
Yep.
I'll be dang. Regan's first free throw is up.
And they're tough. They're there every year, and they are tough as nails. Can't remember where they're from. East, northeast somewhere, I believe. But their hair is bleached white.
Regan for attempt number 2. He eyes it, he flies it, and he drops her right in there. 6-4 now. Indians starting to come back here, cutting into that 6-0 lead. Now it's 6-4. Starfires got the ball. They bring it down the other end. Patiently running their offense. Looking inside. Now they go over to number 2. They go over to Miller. Miller hands it off. Now they got it back over in the wing to Aiden Warner. Warner back down in the corner to Arnold. Arnold brings it back out to the top. Hands it off to Schock. Schock tries to feed it in there. Misplayed. Indians with transition. Go down, and Regan's going to lay it up, and no good. Looks like Gavin's got the rebound, and he's putting it up, and he's going to go to the free throw line. So he got fouled. Good hustle on the Indians coming down here. And Regan had the layup, but he just got a little bit too far below the bucket. Couldn't lay it in, but Gavin was there with the board, and he's going to go to the line shooting two to tie this baby up.
We'll take these free throws and to tie it up for the first quarter. That'd be big time.
First one's up and a little long.
How'd we shoot free throws against Versailles?
Actually, I think we were not bad, not terrible. 8 for 13, maybe, something like that.
Nice.
That one's up and good by Gavin. And now it's a 1-point game, 6-5 with 1:15 to go.
Good defense.
I think it is more of a 3-2 matchup type deal.
Yeah, the way we set it up,
they are looks... kind of just sitting in the bottom, and the other three are running.
There's
around.
A shot from the side by James Arnold, and that's going to go in there for a 3-pointer and make it 9-5. Come on, Indians. We need to get a couple points
good
here.
Look.
There's a nice feed inside to Derek. Derek
good
goes up with the left hand. Nice assist by Regan Martin. Nice cut by Derek Judy, and he comes in and gets the easy bucket.
Yeah, whatever we did, he was wide open.
Yeah, it was a nice play. 9-7 now. Indians trail by 2.
Hands
South
up.
Adams
hands
with up. The ball right there. Coming out to Arnold. Arnold's going to make a move. He's going to go in. He's going to pass it off for about a 15-footer to James Arnold. He's going to drain it. Take that back. That was Braden Gilbert that made that shot. There's a turnover by the Indians. And now number 2's coming down the floor. Nick Miller, and he's going to go coast-to-coast, lay it in for 2 points.
Big man with some speed.
Yeah, Nick Miller showed some speed right there at 6'2". And now another one coming down the floor in a hurry. 6 seconds to go here. Got to get a shot off. Derek puts the moves on. He tries to pass it, moves it, loses it. That's going to be a end of the quarter right there. I think he was going to call traveling. He kind of got in the road there. But the Indians are trailing 13-7 at the end of the first quarter, sponsored by Kalp Pharmacy. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy is celebrating with discounted heart healthy screenings. Every Tuesday in February, starting at 8 a.m., Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is offering a $20 lipid panel, including total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, and LDL. Registration is preferred, so call Kalp Pharmacy at 419-375-2092 to pre-register today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical. 419-375-2410.
Welcome back to Fortside Fieldhouse. I'm Dave Kopp, along with Derek Bax and Neil Spencer. We'd like to thank K&L Tractors, Kalp Pharmacy, and Cooper Farms being the NFHS logo sponsor this evening. Appreciate those guys bringing the game to everybody at home. Also, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor is Fowler Mechanical. Indians trail by 6 here to start the second quarter, but they do get the ball. And here comes Derek Judy, brings it across the timeline. He's going to make a move around and picks up by Benny. Goes back out to Smitty for a 3 off the side of the rim. Going to be fought for and rebound. And the Starfires are going to come up with it. Still a scramble for the ball.
Oh, that's here.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. I think he picked that ball up on the out-of-bounds line, and that's going to be a turn. I don't know if it's a turnover. Nobody really had possession, and the ball will go back to the Indians.
Yep, he grabbed it. He was standing on the out-of-bounds line.
Well, we were scrambling for the ball for about 30 feet right there.
Yep.
Schmitty will bring it in. He gets it off to Derek Judy. Derek with the ball now. He's getting kind of trapped out here about half court. Gets it off to Schmitty. Clay with the ball now. Puts a move on. Comes in. Finds Gavin. Gavin finds Clay or Kale wide open. He's short on a 6-footer, and that ball's going to go out of bounds. And I think it's going to be Starfire ball, and yes, it is.
There is a lid on that basket right now.
Well, Kale had a wide open look there from about 6 feet, and he just hit the front of the rim. And now what do we got? Substitution?
Yep, late sub.
Late sub. Restart. Starfire's with the ball now. Number 12, Aiden Warner, bringing the ball down. He passes it off to James Arnold. Arnold brings it across the timeline. Getting ready for tournament action here, that's for sure, Baxi. And it's coming up quick. Girls start this week, and we wish them the best of the luck.
Who the girls got first round?
The Indians are going to play the first round. They're going to play Hardin Northern here at home. Scramble for the ball there. Benny picks it up. Now Kale with the ball. He brings it across the timeline.
Where's that from? Where's that school at?
Hardin Northern?
Yeah.
That's up around
Northern Hardin County.
Yeah.
Kenton.
Yeah, around the Kenton. Yeah, that's exactly right.
All right. I bet I still probably couldn't find it.
Oh, yeah. We'd get you there. Kale with the ball. He puts it over to Gavin. Gavin makes a move towards the center of the tee. He kind of loses it. Gets a pass off to Derek. Derek back out to Gavin. Gavin's going to go hard to the rim. And he's going to be fouled. Looks like he's going to be fouled on the floor, not taking 2 shots.
Not shooting?
Not shooting.
Wow.
Yeah.
They fouled him when he was in the air.
Yeah.
Going to the basket.
We had one of them last night, too. We thought it was a shooting foul, and they didn't give it to us, but that's why they wear the shirts they wear. Derek's going to feed it in from below the bucket. Gets it out to Gavin. Gavin on the wing now, holding the ball. Gives it back out to Derek to set up the offense. Indians trail 13-7. No score here so far in the second quarter. There we go to Kale. Kale with a nice feed over to Dylan. Dylan thinks about the three, passes it back out. Now we get it into Kale. Kale's going to look. He finds Dylan over on the side. Dylan puts a move on. Kind of loses the ball. Gets it back over to Gavin. Gavin now with the ball over to Dylan. Dylan now takes his three. That's a little bit long. Gives off the back of the rim. Rebound by Benny, and he's getting pushed in the back.
Man, in and out again.
Yeah. Kind of a replay last night, the way our shots looked last night. Man, they looked like they were online and just did not fall. 6:01 left to go in the first half. Indians trail 13-7. Holy cow, 7 points in 10 minutes. Defensive struggle.
That's impressive.
Benny with his first shot up and good. That breaks the ice. Here comes a couple subs. Martin and Smitty coming back in, replacing Dylan and Gavin. Benny with one more shot here. Starfires have four fouls. Indians with zero. That one's a little bit long. Goes out, and the Indians are going to get a rebound on that and get another shot here in this possession. Indians catch a break. Let's take advantage of it.
Need a basket and a steal and a basket.
Absolutely. Benny with the ball at the top of the key. Gives it over to Kale. Kale can shoot over that guy. He just didn't take it. There's Regan with a wide open three. Look at the top. And now again, three-fourths of the way down inside that rim, and it just pops right back out. Just the way it's going here for the Indians the last couple days.
Got to keep shooting, though.
Got to keep shooting.
Confidence.
Oh, heck no. Starfires with the ball now. They set up their offense. They get it over to Trey Shock. Trey Shock's going to take a long three, and he's going to drain that bad boy. That is the official that comes to the what's his name?
John Shuck.
John Shuck that comes here a lot of times, does a lot of games. That's his grandson, according to Neil.
Yep.
All right, Indians are going to take a timeout. They trail 16-8 with 5:14 to go in the Fowler Mechanical second quarter. We'll be back in a bit.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
All right, we're back here at Fortside Fieldhouse. The Indians trail by 8, 16-8 with 5:14 to go in the Fowler Mechanical second quarter. Yeah, the Fort Recovery girls will have a 7 p.m. tip-off on, Thursday night this week. So good luck to the Indian girls. Indians with the ball now. They feed it down into Benny. Yeah, Benny's going to get killed and not have a foul called, and that's going to be a turnover on the Indians. Starfires with the ball now, heading back to their offensive end.
Only four total fouls in the first half so far.
Yeah.
Letting them play.
Yeah, that's for sure. They did the same thing last night. It seemed like there's a three-point shot right there by number four, Braden Gilbert. And that's going to be a rebound off to Benny, and we're going to head down the other way. Kale with the ball now, and he's going to travel.
I think, man.
Yeah, he did. He had a wide-open lane, wide-open alley to the bucket.
Got too excited.
And was like, holy cow, I got to go, and he forgot to dribble. Turnover Indians. Shuck with the ball now. He's going to bring it across the timeline.
Man, we need to stop, boys. We need turnovers.
Yeah, we need to get something going. That could be, too. That one's up and in. Now it's 19-8 in favor of the Starfires. The Indians find themselves digging out of a hole here, trailing by 11. 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Indians passing around the perimeter. They look over. They find Derek. Four long three, and that's up and long off the iron. Rebound comes down to Braden Gilbert. Indians now with, or the Starfires with the ball. Arnold's going to hand it off. Now we're going to have a drive by Warner. He goes in, and they're going to call a traveling call.
Shoved his elbow in Derek's chest. Surprised it wasn't a
push off or something.
Well, a foul could have been called on that play, and it's going to be Indian ball in the end. We need a bucket. I'll take a two-pointer. Anything.
Absolutely.
Kale with a nice open look at the top of the key, and that one's long, and it's going to be rebounded by Regan. Kale with the ball now at the side. He goes back to the top of the key, hands it off, passes it off to Derek. Derek with the ball now, back over. Benny with the ball now at the top of the key. We're getting to the point now where the end is, and that's going to be thrown over Smitty's head and out of bounds.
And number 12 had a hold of Smitty's shoulder to keep him from getting to that ball. They didn't call anything.
I tell you what.
Pulling on his jersey.
I don't know if it's just me after watching these two games, but right now we're a little gun-shy. We don't want to shoot.
Yep.
And, boys, like Derek said, we got to keep firing them shots up because
we have
the only
shooters
way to score
out there
is by shooting.
Shoot every chance you get.
Right. Don't be shy.
It's the name of the game. Starfire's with the ball now. Working their offense against the Indians' defense. There's a drive and a nice put-up in there by number 12, Aiden Warner. 21-8 now. Smitty with the ball. He comes down on transition, and he makes a money on our end to finally get us off that number eight. Now we're in the double digits. Quickly, Shuck comes back down the floor, and that's a pretty good shot right there, folks.
He was excited about it.
Yeah, good move, and he popped a 12-footer in to keep their 13-point lead at 23. And there goes Gavin. Gavin was driving, and he's going to be fouled. Fouls on number three, Drew Stutzman. Again, that was on the floor, and Indians got to take it out.
That's crazy.
Derek feeds it in, gets it to Kale. Kale with the ball now. He gets it to Dylan. Dylan with a 10-footer. Up and long, no good. Rebounded by Gavin. Gavin with the board looking to somebody to give it out to.
We're just standing and watching.
All right, Dylan. Come on, baby.
Here we go, Dylan.
That one's up and no good. And rebound comes down to number 11, James Arnold. I'm telling you, when you're cold, you're cold.
Better put my jacket back on.
It's cold in here, isn't it? I'll tell you what. There's a nice drive right there by Shuck. He goes in, doesn't make it. And then number 11 gets a rebound. He goes up, and he's fouled by Clay Schmitz. And they'll go back to the free throw line. 23-10, Indians trail the Starfires. Starfires 12-5 on the season, 4-1 in their league. I'm sorry, 3-1 in their league. First shot up and good by James Arnold.
Looks to me like it might get a little
rough.
Yeah.
Yeah, getting a little testy out there.
Yeah. Clay, that was a hard foul.
Yeah.
For the Starfires, they got 5 points, 5 points, 5 points, and 4 points on the scoreboard here for them. They're pretty evenly scored. That second shot's up and good for the Starfires. 25-15, Indians find themselves down 15 points now with 2 minutes to go before first half. Clay takes it in, makes a move, and he comes up, misses that shot, and it goes out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Indians. Inbounds play from Derek, goes up. Now Regan with the ball at the top of the key. He finds Kale for a three-pointer on the side. And finally.
Here we go. Here we go,
finally,
boys.
Finally.
Let's get a steal here and turn the tide here.
That looked good. That's awesome.
And there's your steal, Neil. Kale with the ball. He comes down, and he goes up.
That
and
body.
No foul. Rebounded by Benny. Taken away. Now it's rebounded again by Benny. Scramble for the ball. Come on, Smitty. Take that shot. Smitty with a drive, and he's going to go in, and he's going to get fouled and shoot two.
And they are going to call two shots on this one, an act of shooting, but he missed two other ones like that.
It's getting rougher every possession.
Yes. They're letting it get a little too physical.
I don't know if there's a lot of talking or what.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on down there.
There will be if they don't get it under control here.
So Smitty goes to the line. We trail by 12. Smitty's first shot up, no good. 25-13, minute 45 to go here before halftime in the Fowler Mechanical second quarter.
Come on, Hall Brothers, get this
Benny
one in for
out.
Us. Go, Clay.
We haven't tried any kind of pressure at all on pressing or anything. That shot's up and no good. Clay Schmitz 0 for 2 at free throw line tonight. And the Starfires with the rebound, and they're going to bring it down. Number 12, Aiden Warner.
We need a big 2 minutes here before half.
25-13, Indians trailed by 12. They were down by as many as 15 so far in this ballgame.
Starfires go up with a move, and that's going to be laid in by number three, Drew Stutzman. Nice little stop by him.
That was a very tough shot.
Yep, and there's Smitty with the ball, and he's going to be, I'm not sure what they're going to call here.
Foul. Player control foul.
They're going to call a charge on Clay, and I have to say I did not see that.
Not at all. He was trying to shoot the ball.
And he got a foul call.
They got Smitty coming out right now to cool him down. He's got his jets fired up right now. He needs to apply some pressure. Long pass down the floor. Starfires get it across, and there's going to be a drive, and he goes up, and number 12 goes in for Aiden Warner. Timeout called by Coach Milton, and the Indians find themselves down now 16 points, 29-13 with a minute to go in the second quarter. We'll be back for the Fowler Mechanical second quarter in a bit.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
Welcome back to Portside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery Radio, and the NFHS. We'd like to thank K&L, Kelp Pharmacy, and Cooper Farms for sponsoring the NFHS tonight. Thanks to those guys bringing it to you live in your basements or in your house, wherever you're at watching the game. Good to have you. Indians trail by 16, 29-13, but they got the ball with a minute to go here. Gavin with the ball, hands it off to Derek. Derek goes hard to the hole, goes up, misses it. Fight for the rebound, and going to come down to number 12,
and they call a foul
Aiden Warner.
Come on. Derek got hacked going to the basket.
Yeah.
He got hacked bad.
No foul called on the shot. Finally, when Warner gets the rebound, there is a foul called, and now the Starfires will take it out, blow their bucket. Fourth team foul for the Indians, 6-4 the Starfires. Indians putting up about three-quarter pressure. Maybe going to try to trap somebody in the corner. Starfires take their time, get the ball down the floor, and now it's all the way down in the corner. They trap down there again, and a quick shot up by number 11. James Arnold rebounded, and then turnover, and now we're going to have a foul probably on Gavin here. Wow. Yes, it is. Scramble for the ball, anybody's ball, and they got to call something. Foul on Gavin. Indians trail 29-16, 29-13. 38 seconds to go here in the Fowler Mechanical second quarter. Brian Bend coming back in. Dylan setting down. Not a whole lot of action here from the offensive end for the Fort Recovery Indians. Just can't get those shots to fall tonight. Starfires with the ball. If I was them, I'd just take one shot here. They already got a 16-point lead, but they're running their offense. I think they're going to take their time, maybe, but Coach really hasn't said anything, and there's a feed inside stolen by Kale. Let's see if we can't get something going here right at the end of the second quarter. Kale with the ball now, 8 seconds to go. Trying to set up a play. Kale's going to take a wide open three from the side, and that's deadened on the rim, and that's going to be rebounded. And that's our luck, folks. That's going to do it at halftime. Indians trail 29-13. To the South Adams Starfires. We'll be back to talk some basketball right after this.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
All right, welcome back to the Cooper Farm Halftime Show. Well, Maxie, not a whole lot of excitement here on the Fort Recovery end, trailing by 16, 29 to 13. I will talk about the girls coming up here. They play on Thursday night. That is our first tournament game. It's a 7 p.m. tip-off. It will be on Fort Recovery Radio, and it will also be on WPGW and the NFHS. If the girls would happen to win that game, they will host the winner of the New Bremen-Waynesfield-Goshen game on Saturday at 7 p.m. The boys next week will play at home, and Spencey, like you said, we're going to be camped out at home here for a little bit. The boys will play their home game, their last home game against New Bremen. That will be on WPGW, simulcast with the NFHS video. And then on Saturday, we'll play the girls again if they win their first game, and they'll stay home here against New Bremen, or the winner of New Bremen and Waynesfield Goshen. So what do you got for stats-wise, Maxie, in this first half of this ugly ball game?
Well, for South Adams, we'll start there. Aiden Warner has 7 points, and James Arnold also has 7. For the Indians, not much stats here, but we got K.R. Rammel with 5 and 2 rebounds. Brian Benn has 1 point and 5 rebounds. Other than that, I don't got much stats.
Well, I'll tell you what, there isn't much to talk about. We do have a couple turnovers there. We're probably within that category a little bit, but we're getting blowed away on the boards, aren't we?
Yep.
Yeah, they're killing us.
As this game was going on, we were not rebounding like we did last night. We won the rebounding war last night by a few, and tonight it's just like nobody's crashing the boards, and it's not working out the way we want it to go. But it is what it is, and we got 16 more minutes of basketball, plenty of time for the Indians to get back in this ball game. We'll take a quick break right here. We'll pay a few bills, and we'll come back. We got about 6.5 minutes before the start of the third quarter. Thanks for listening to the Cooper Farm Halftime Show.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We are in the business of producing food, and we will be here for your future. With 80-plus years in the business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits for you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
All right, welcome back to Fortside Fieldhouse and the Cooper Farms Halftime Show. We'll talk a little JV basketball. That makes me feel a little better. The Indians did come out on top tonight, 43-32, in a hard-fought battle here with the Starfires. It was a crazy game. Indians were down, Indians were up, Indians were down, and then they kind of finally came back, took the lead for good. Ended up winning this ball game by 11 points. They were led tonight by Landon Post with 10 points. Caleb Beavers had 9. Rex Leverett had 8. Reese Guckenbiller came in there with 6 points. For the Starfires, they They were led by Kyle Minger, who had 13, and Jordan Henshaw with 8. And Indians improved now to 9-10 on the season. The Indians right now, as far as the varsity is concerned, we're 10-10. We're 4-4 now in the MAC. And up till last night, we had been very tight in the MAC as far as losing our ball games. We lost to Marion by 1, lost to St. Henry by 1, lost to Minster by 3. And, you know, those are the kind of ball games that we have struggled with all year. And we can't find a way. I've just never seen a team have the luck that we have when it comes down to the last couple minutes of the game. We can't finish it. And I'm not putting the blame on anybody or anything. It's just one of those seasons that, you know, we're in every ball game and then somehow find a way to lose. We just can't find a way to win these ball games. So
I'm hoping our season turns out like about 25 years ago.
Coldwater?
Yeah, Coldwater. Yep. They had 4 wins, but they were 4-16. They only had 2 losses by double digits. Everything, yep. The rest
and
of
they
the
went
season.
To Columbus.
They went to Columbus, and I think they lost in the semifinals.
Yep. Wow. They went to Columbus. And
that was impressive. Jim Niekamp, and I can't remember who all was on that team, but it was
Coach Niekamp, and they had a season from hell, you could call it. Just kind of not as bad as ours, but we're not as bad as they were, obviously. Yeah. But like you said, they could not win a game, and then all of a sudden they get in tournament, they got nothing to lose, and all of a sudden the shots start to fall, and they made it all the way to Columbus on a 4 win season.
That's impressive.
I believe that's the team that either 1 or 2 nights before, they would all get together at somebody's house, eat spaghetti and meatballs, and watch Hoosiers before every game.
Is that right?
Spaghetti and meatballs and watch Hoosiers every game.
Oh, that's pretty funny. We got a little guy out there on the floor. I don't know if you can see it on TV. I'm not sure if he's the little boy that is, but he's been dribbling and driving and trying to make a shot, and here he goes. Here he goes. Yep. This time he went down.
He can't quite get halfway to the rim with his shot.
No. Nope.
He's putting the effort out, man.
No. Nope. He's been pretty funny to watch here. Starfire's back out getting some shots in, and we'll take one more quick break. Coach Melton still got our Indians in the locker room talking to them, trying to get them fired up. We trail 29-13 here in the Cooper Farm Halftime Show. We'll be back in a bit.
Now's the time to get a great deal on select Kubota subcompact and compact tractors. Our reliable number one selling tractors are designed for easy operation and feature all the performance matched attachments needed to tackle any job. Right now, get zero down and 0% APR for 60 months, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
Welcome back to Fortside Fieldhouse, getting ready for the start of the third quarter. Indians find themselves down 16, 29-13, and we got ourselves a mountain to climb back into this ball game, Derek, and here we go. Starfires get the ball.
Flip the switch here at halftime is what we're hoping for.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's a quick foul right there on Clay Schmitz, and I don't know how many fouls Schmitty's got, but that is probably his third, maybe? Second? Oh, it's only his second. All
he
right.
made them both count, though.
Yeah, I don't know if he smacked that guy. Did you hear that noise right there? I don't know about that big number two. He'll go to the line. Nick Miller, he kind of laughed after that foul was called. He'll go to the line.
You're not going to hurt him too quick.
No, he's a big boy. That first one up and good. Boy, they haven't missed many free throws tonight, have they, Derek?
I don't think so.
Yeah. 30-13 now. Indians down by 17. Miller with his second attempt. Up and in and out, no good. Rebounded by Benny, and here come the Indians. We're going to get out and go this time. I like it. And Benny gets the ball in the middle. He goes up strong, and he's going to be fouled. And I think the big boy will go to the line shooting, too. I can tell you this much. Being down by 17 points, you're going to have to shoot more shots than them.
For sure.
So we have to get up and down the floor and take that first open look and try to get on some kind of a mini roll here. Benny steps up with the first 15, goes 15-6. No good.
Yeah, we got to force a lot of turnovers, and hopefully we can start shooting a little better than we did in the first.
Yeah, I hate to say go helter-skelter here coming into the start of the third quarter, but it's almost getting to that point.
Yep.
Benny makes the second one, 30-14. Starfire's walking the ball up the floor now.
No,
they get her over the timeline. Shock with the ball. He's going to make a move. He's going to go up with a flying right-hander, and that's going to be no good. And, of course, it goes back down to the Starfires. They get an offensive rebound and reset. Shock with the ball now. He's going to take a three-pointer from outside. That one's no good. Rebounded to Benny. And the Indians are going to take off again. And there goes Derek down the floor in a hurry. He goes up with his left hand, misses it. And that ball is going to be rebounded by the Starfires, and we'll go back the other way. There goes Shuck again. He goes in, and he's going to be fouled by Clay Schmitz, and now he's going to be shooting too.
That's a pretty soft foul down on this end.
Well, we've certainly seen the harder fouls, and there was no calls in the first half, but maybe they talked and said, look, boys, let's get her under control. So Shock with his first point, her first free throw, comes up and good. Now it's 31-14. In favor of the bad guys.
Clay comes out. He just picked up his third foul.
Smitty with two quick fouls here in the first minute of the third quarter. Second one up and good by Shock. All right. Come on, Indians. We got to get something going. 32-14 now. Indians down by 18 points. Gavin with the ball over on the wing. Kale was standing out top. He's got the ball now over to Derek. Derek back to Kale. Back over to Gavin. There's Benny. He's going to shoot a three-pointer from the top of the circle, and that misses everything, and rebound comes back down to Shock. I don't know what our shooting percentage is, folks, but you can probably put it almost on both hands. Got to be under 10% almost. There's a long three from the outside by Aiden Warner. And now it's 35-14 in the Indians trail by 21. Here's Kale Rammel with a shot from the top of the key, and that one's good. Finally, the Indians get a three ball to drop for us, and it's 17 now for the Indians, 35 for South Adams. Kale now, I believe, with maybe 8 points.
Yeah, he's got eight. He's got two threes in a bucket.
Two threes in a bucket. Starfires with the ball, working their offense. Shock with the ball, goes to the top of the key. He's going to shoot a three, and that's nothing but net.
He was on the line.
Was he on the line? Two-pointer?
Yep.
Derek with the ball now. He makes his move, goes in with his left hand, and I believe he's going to be fouled, and he'll go to the line. Indians trail by 20, 37-17. Derek Jeter going to the line now, trying to cut into this lead.
My thinking is that the Shop kid might not be feeling well.
No, I don't.
He didn't start. And he, on defense, he'll make a move, but he doesn't stay after his guy. On offense, he kind of stands there until they need him, and he starts moving.
Yeah,
and
no idea.
He just walked over to the coach and had him take him out. So,
is that right? He's got 9 points for the night. Derek did make
his
first.
They didn't take him out. He's still there. Standing.
Okay.
He said something to the coach, and it looked like he was going to take him out. And I don't know what's
Derek's
going on
next
there.
One up is good. Nice job by Derek Jeter. Two straight free throws, and now it's 37-19. Let's just keep chipping away. Let's try to get this down to 10 points here before the start of the fourth quarter. There goes Shuck. He's got a wide open drive, and he's going to kick it back out to number three. And that's going to be a three-pointer good by Drew Stutzman. 40-19, Indians back down 21. We work it into Benny. Benny with the ball now. He's got it underneath the bucket. Out to Gavin. Over to Kale. Kale with the ball back out to the top to Gavin. Gavin now looks back. Well, he gets it to Dylan. Dylan goes into Benny. Benny puts a move on. Puts his body into the big boy, and he lays it in. And now it's 40-21.
Need to stop.
We need stops, that's for sure.
Yeah, we're not getting them when we need them. And when we did get a stop, they got the offensive rebound. So
they're shooting well.
Yeah, they certainly are. Their shot going up, and he's going to make a wild right-handed shot. It's going to fall for him for his 11th point, and he goes to the line with an and-one.
I don't even know if he was looking at the rim when he shot that one.
Yeah, I don't know either. He's now the leading scorer for the Starfires with 11. Indians now doubled up 42-21, 4 minutes and 54 seconds to go in the third quarter. Free throw is up and good.
I think they've only missed one free throw.
Yeah, they've been knocking them down there. There's Regan putting a move on, driving down to the baseline, and he's going to lose the ball, and that's going to go out of bounds. And turnover Indians, that's going to go back to the Starfires.
Going to put Landon post in.
Yeah. What's that going to hurt?
Yeah, nothing. He
might as well change something up.
Led the JVs in scoring, so maybe he can. Maybe he'll get a shot. Maybe he can get a shot to go.
Yeah maybe so.
Because our regular shooters can't.
Nope. That's for sure. All right, Shuck with the ball now, and he's feeling it. He shoots up a 14-footer, comes off short, and rebound to Landon Post, and is going to give it up to Kale. Kale comes down, gives it off to Landon. Landon over to Regan. Regan going to put a move on, drive to the middle of the hole. He goes up, no good. Rebound comes down, fought for, pulled away by the Starfires, number 11, James Arnold. Smitty now back at the ballgame with three fouls. There's a long three-pointer, comes up short by number 12, Aiden Warner. Again, they get the rebound, and now he's going to be fouled.
Nice.
Oh, it's going to be an offensive foul right there. So Benny takes an offensive foul from number four, Braden Gilbert.
That's probably what it was. We weren't expecting the call.
Well, I couldn't see it from here, and I saw Benny go down. I just assumed they were going to call that foul on him.
I don't think Benny flopped either.
Benny can't flop too good. 43-21, Indians trail halfway through the third quarter. We'd like to thank Langley Hardware for sponsoring the third quarter. There's a nice look inside, and we go to Benny. Benny puts it up, and now we're down to 43-23. Indians still down by 20. Landon Post in the ballgame. He's guarding number 12, Aiden Warner. Warner over to the side, gives it over to Stutzman. Back out top to the Arnold. Shuck's going to make a drive. He goes in with a one-handed floater, and that young man's feeling it tonight.
Yep,
one-handed floater goes nothing but net for Shuck. There's Kale bringing it down by himself, shoots an air ball. Regan gets the rebound, brings it back out to Landon. Smitty now running the show on the top, gives it off to Kale on the side. Kale's looking for can't put the blame on any of our quarter sponsors because they've all been bad tonight. You know that?
Yeah. Yep. Maybe we can put the glory to them starting about now. 3:10 in the third quarter. Last quarter and a half. We'll just kick some butt.
If we're going to make a comeback here, I think we need to start it real quick here. All right, Kale goes to the line. He makes a couple free throws and makes it 45-24. Coach Melton calls a timeout, and we'll take a break with him. We'll be back in a little bit.
Wayne Street Market always has great prices and great selection, and here are some of the specials they have for you through February 18th. Lent is coming, and Wayne Street Market has you covered. Starting on Ash Wednesday, and then every Friday during Lent, Wayne Street Market has their famous fish dinners hot and ready to go back at their deli. You get the fish and two sides for $7.99. Be sure to call ahead to avoid waiting in line. And you can also buy just the fish for $8.99 a pound. And every day they have their ready-to-go meal specials back at the deli. Meatloaf Monday, Tenderloin Tuesday, Wing Wednesday with dinners with two sides or just wings, ribs on Thursday, and fish dinners on Friday. Wayne Street Market is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, closed on Sundays during the winter.
You don't need to go out of town for great prices and great selection. Just stop by Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
All right, we're back at Fortside Fieldhouse. Starfires are going to take the ball down on the Indians' end, and the Indians are going to go full court pressure. They get it in to Shuck, and he just goes right down, puts his head down, and just hammers down the sideline, and it's going to be fouled by Regan Martin.
Well, if they're going to plan on playing Landon a little more this second half, maybe they can go full court press if they got another body off the bench.
Yeah. They did take Landon back out, put Regan back in, or Derek back in. Starfires with the ball down on their end. Give it off to Stutzman. He's going to make a drive, go up with one hand. And, man, how many of those have they made?
Stutzman
with a one-handed shot there with about 4 feet away from the rim, and we're just letting them come right in the lane anytime they want.
Wow.
That's going to be a turnover on the Indians, and we'll go back the other way. Stutzman's with the ball outside the three-point line. He hands it back off to Warner. Starfires now being patient with the ball. They got a 23-point lead. They can be patient. That's the first time I've seen Shock pass the ball off after he got it. There's the shot. No, pass goes in inside. Goes up with the left hand is James Arnold, and that's going to be a foul, I believe, on Clay Schmitz, probably his fourth.
Yep. I can't say that they're that much better than us, but it just seems like we're in a bad stretch of basketball right now.
We are definitely in a bad stretch of basketball, that's for sure.
That's a great description of what's gone on the last night and tonight.
Our energy level just seems like our battery level is low.
Yep.
And our accuracy level is a little off.
Yeah, that's for sure. First free throw is up and good by James Arnold.
If you haven't been watching very many Fort Recovery games, don't judge the team on the last couple of games. We are a lot better shooters than what we've seen.
Without a doubt. We just can't get it going.
It just won't go in the hole.
Second shot up and short. Fought for. Benning comes down with it, and he gives it off to Derek. Derek with a quick pass down the floor to Gavin. Gavin with the ball now gives it off to Dylan. Derek now with it. Top of the key. Couple cuts across the inside. Back out to Benny at the three-point line. Didn't look to shoot that time. Just looked to pass. Now Derek with the ball. He's going to put a move on. Go up with his left hand. Nice layup for number three, Derek G.
Go until you stop him.
That's exactly right. Starfires with the ball down on their end now. Running their offense. Another drive going in by number 12. Aiden Warner, and he's going to be fouled on the floor, it looks like, by Derek Jeudy. 48-26, minute 42 to go in the third quarter. Indians trail by 22. Shuck with the ball, takes it out, triggers it in for the Starfires. They get it over for a long three, and that's
come on, baby.
Here we go. This could be a dunk. And no, he lays it in. Thought maybe Gavin got the steal and the block there on Shuck, and he was coming down, and we've definitely seen him put it down before, and he just didn't get the grip on it that time, and he went in for a layup.
Maybe down 20, he just wanted to.
That's got to be a charge right there. Benny again taking a charge.
That Shuck's getting pretty aggressive right now, and that's been working for him the whole game. The last two possessions, not so much.
Well, I tell you what, it was that was definitely an inbounds play set up for him to shoot that three, and
they're putting a sub in for him.
They're going to bring him out of the game right now, and he's going down to the bench. So they'll bring in a substitute who came in number 40, Adam Besser, 6 foot senior.
He looks bigger than 6 foot to me, but.
Who they brought in. Looks like the AD is going to go down, do a little mopping on the floor quick.
Who's the mop sponsor?
I think that's B&D Contracting.
I believe that is B&D Contracting Floor Mop.
That thing's never missed a drop of sweat since we've had it.
That's been around a while because I believe Rick might even use that.
No. Ricky never got
used. That? Okay.
No.
He had
it's
to
been
use
many a years since Ricky's been out mopping the floor, Spencey.
Well, yeah, but I'm thinking that mop's been around a while.
I don't know if it's been that long.
Might not have been.
All right, Indians with the ball. Now down 20. Minute and 20 to go here in the third quarter. Looks like there's going to be a foul on the floor by number 11. And it is. Foul on James Arnold. Team foul number 6 here for
the Starfires. Both teams have 16 fouls, so the rest of the way we'll be shooting free throws.
A lot of free throws in the fourth quarter. Hopefully a lot of ours.
That's his third foul, so he's going out. And
Jordan Henshaw comes into the ballgame. Leading scorer in the JV game for the Starfires.
He played well.
Yes.
Derek triggers it in, gets it over to Dylan. There's a quick shot over here by Kale on the side, way off the mark. Rebounded by Benny, up and good. 48-30 with a minute to go now in the third quarter.
Yeah.
There's the one tipped away.
Derek got it tipped away, but couldn't come up with it before it went out of bounds. Good hustle.
Henshaw triggers it in. Starfires quickly up the floor. Besser with the ball back out to Henshaw. Henshaw puts a move on, passes it off over to number three, Stutzman. Stutzman with the ball being guarded tightly by Kale. Stutzman makes his move, goes up. That's
unbelievable.
Another
one-handed shot.
Another one-handed shot that falls in from about 5 feet, back to 50-30. Kale Rammel with the ball. He comes down hard. He's going to be blocked by number 12 out of bounds, Aiden Warner, and it's going to remain Indian basketball. I don't know if the word is stale.
I think it is. I think it is.
We are just, right now, we're just stale. And we just can't see that basket go through. There's an inbounds pass to Benny, and Benny misses an easy bucket. That young man came down hard, and I think we're going to stop the game.
Yep. We need to do that for sure. And he's up. He seems to be okay.
But yeah, I think there was just a, I don't know if he...
It was a gigantic thud, I can tell you that.
Yeah, he hit the floor pretty hard.
Sure,
that was Braden Gilbert.
Elbow, shoulder, or knee.
I'm not sure what hit the floor hard, but hopefully it wasn't his head. Now we Brent's down on this end. They went to mop on the other end, but Brent's like, I'm too tired. All right, Indians with three-quarter pressure. Kind of a, not really.
Token.
Yeah. Stutzman bringing the balls up, gives it off to Henshaw. Now over to number 12, Warner. Warner with the ball guarded closely by Derek Jeudy. Indians trail by 20. 7 seconds to go, and there's going to be a drive, and he's going to be fouled
He went up to dunk that.
You think so?
I think he did.
Could have been, so.
He was going strong, I know that.
Yeah.
I think that foul went to Dylan Evers, I believe. And now number 12, Aiden Warner, 6'2 junior, is going to go to the line. Up by 20, 5.2 seconds to go in the third quarter. First shot up, no good. Didn't know they could miss him. The Indians just kind of going through the motions here tonight. Just can't get her going. Second shot up, rolls around, no good. Rebound by Benny. We push it up the floor. Derek with the ball, down to 2 seconds, fires up a shot, no good. Tipped up by Gavin and no good. And that's the end of the third quarter. We want to thank Wengler Hardware for sponsoring the scoreboard. Indians now down 20, 50-30 going into the fourth quarter. We'll be back in a bit.
For 99 years, Wengler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. Ace is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wengler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
My name is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. In February, everyone's thoughts turn to Valentine's Day and those we love. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'd like to think of the people you love all month long and remember the importance of protecting the people you love from the risks they face. Join us inside the fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance and Ohio Mutual Insurance Group protect your home, auto, farm, business, and more. We'd love to help you where we have something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
All right, here we go. Welcome back to the Fortside Fieldhouse. Indians triggered the ball in to start the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter. Kale Rammel with a quick shot from 15. I think he got fouled on that shot. No call, and then it's going to be saved and brought back into the floor by Dylan, and it's going to be Starfire ball and a turnover, and here we go down to the other end. Starfire's up 20 with 7:39 to go in the ball game.
Nice little play right there. Brought it in. Nope. The turnover right there. Shot was kind of partially blocked, and Indians come down in a hurry. There goes Gavin. Gavin with a nice drive, and he lays it in to make it 50-32. And Starfire's come down, and quickly they're going to be fouled going in for a layup, and I think it's going to be on number three, Derek Jeudy.
I was just reminded that South Adams football team went to the state championship this year and lost by one on it, and they went for a two-point conversion and missed it. Well, they didn't score.
Is that right? Yeah. I think I do remember the Starfires making a run in their in their football
season. They have some great athletes there.
Well, I'd say some of these big boys on the basketball team definitely had the helmets on this fall. Shots up and good by Aiden Warner. 52-32. Indians need to get going here. Might be too late. There's a shot by Regan Martin. Little 10-footer up and good. Starfire's quickly up the floor. There's Shuck. He's going to fire up a crazy shot looking for the foul. But worst part of that is right there, we did not block him out. He comes in, gets his own rebound, and lays it back in. 54-34 now. Indians back down on their end. Regan Martin with the ball looking to shoot a three. He does. He fires it up there. It's off. Rebounded by Derek Jeudy. Derek Jeudy back over to Dylan. Dylan with a quick turnaround, 6 foot. No good.
They just won't go.
Rebound by Trey Shock. He'll bring the ball down. He's got 16 points, I believe, so far in the evening. Leading scorer for everybody. He makes a move, and he's going to be called for a charge. That's the third charging.
His second,
but the third charging foul this half on the Starfires. Benny coming back in the game.
Yep, they're aggressive. He is especially. I saw him do a little flop sort of deal.
Yeah, he's got four fouls now, so.
Yep.
Leading scorer goes out with 16 points.
And he didn't start.
Nope. Smitty with the ball over to Benny. Benny back to Kale. Smitty with a cut. He goes down with a spin move. Goes up underneath, and that's going to be no good. And rebounded by the Starfires, and I think he's going to be fouled by Kale Rammel.
Well, I mean, at this point, with 6 minutes to go, you're down 20. You just got to focus on, can we try to win a quarter? You got to try and stay positive on the floor and build off of this.
Good way to look at it. I don't know I don't know. I mean, the boys obviously want to win this ball game. We just can't get the shots to fall for us. First one and one shot goes up, rebounded by Derek. He's going to look down the floor to Kale. Kale gets the ball. He gets it off to Regan. Regan now over to Smitty at the top. He passes on the three. Gives it to Derek for a deep three in the corner. That one's up and no good. Rebounded by the Starfires.
I don't like how many times you've said that, rebounded by the Starfires.
Well, I tell you what, we're missing the shots. That's how they get the rebounds. There's a corner shot by... Nice looking shot right there by Drew Stutzman from the corner to make it 57-34.
He's got 12.
Regan Martin now from the side. He fires one up. That's no good over the top of the backboard. And that's going to be Starfire basketball.
He was right between me and the basket, and it looked like he was going in and hit the back and just bounced high.
Yes, it did.
Just won't go in.
Starfires with the ball. Out at the top of the key is Warner. Warner gives it off. Another drive going in. That's got to be a charge. Absolutely. Warner goes in full bore, puts his head down, runs right into the big man, Brian Benn. Benny goes down again, and that's going to be the fourth charging foul on the Starfires this half.
Something tells me Coach might have touched on that at halftime because we were giving these guys open lanes in the first half, and now we're stepping in front of them and taking a charge.
Taking a charge, absolutely. And if you do that in the first half, it might change the whole complexity of the ball game. So Smitty triggers it into Derek. 5:16 to go. Indians down 23. Derek with the ball, puts a move on, spins back out, gives it to Kale for a three-pointer. Kale with a little long, and they go up for the rebound, and that's going to be over the back right there, and it could be on Benny or Derek, either one. I'm not sure who they're going to call it on. Number three, Derek Jeudy. That's his fourth foul of the night. Derek with 6 points on the ball game. And the Starfires go back to the line, shooting 1-1. First one up and good by Warner.
Every time we get a little momentum, they turn around and get it right back and then some.
That's for sure.
Tell you what, we haven't had the momentum, in my opinion. We got to make more than 2 points in a row to get the,
momentum.
You know, and
a couple of baskets.
Yeah. Nice drive by Kale Rammel on the other end. Kale with 11 points now for the Indians, and it's 58-36 with 5 minutes to go. Starfires with the ball. They get it inside to Gilbert. Gilbert puts a move on. He's blocked from behind by Kale. Now quickly up the floor, and that's going to be laid in by Regan Martin. That might be the first time in the ball game that we've scored 4 straight points.
Yeah, I'd say it's close to. It's not the second.
Starfire still firing up threes.
He got fouled.
That one, yeah, he got fouled by Gavin, and there's a no call, and it goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Indian ball. Indians now trail 58-38 with 4:26 to go in the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter. Timeout called by South Adams. Come talk to his boys. We'll take a break with them. We'll be back. Finish this ball game up. Indians trail by 20. We'll be back in a bit.
Get a great deal on Kubota utility tractors. Our powerful, versatile lineup is built to do it all. So whether you need to mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, get it done right with a Kubota utility tractor. Right now, get a Kubota utility tractor for zero down and 0% APR, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Welcome back to Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery Radio. We want to take tonight's sponsors on the NFHS. That's K&L Tractor Sales, Calp Pharmacy, and Cooper Farms. Indians find themselves in a big old hole here tonight. Down 20, 4:26 to go. And like you say, Derek, we just need to find something positive to take out of this ballgame at this point. Indians triggered in. Kale with the ball. He's going to walk it up the floor. Benny sets a pick. He goes, tries to do the give and go, and Benny wasn't ready for it. So turnover by the Indians again, and I don't know how many turnovers we got, but we are now probably leading that turnover category.
I'd say for sure.
On the wrong side. Starfire's now down on their end.
He just traveled.
Yep.
Passing the ball around. Here's a drive. Nope. Pass it back out. Indians.
Not matched up at all.
Well, and the reality of it is there's no reason to foul. You're down 20.
Right.
They're just being patient with the ball, running their offense, and the Indians scrambling around. That's going to be the fifth foul of the night, I think, on Clay Schmitz.
Yep,
Dylan coming in already. Schmitty going to come out of the game with only 2 points tonight, and he's got to be disappointed with his performance on the evening. It's going to be a timeout called by Coach Melton. 3:43 to go. Indians trail by 20, 58-38. We'll be back right after this.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Our schools will be open to the public for winter walking hours through the end of March. The hours will be Monday through Thursday from 6 to 9 p.m. At the elementary middle school, please use the middle school entrance and walk only in the Main Street Hall. At the high school, please use the Commons entrance. Other walking options in our community are the track at the football field, which will be available most days, and the Paul Stogler walking trail at the community park.
All right, welcome back to Fortside Fieldhouse. Indians find themselves still down 20. Now we got 4 minutes and 34 seconds to go in period number four. The way this looks, the Indians are going to fall now to 10 and 11. unless they have some kind of crazy comeback, which I don't see happening.
I don't think we got the shooting for that.
Well, I don't think we do either. Outscore them here. Free throw up and no good by Braden Gilbert. Starfires with 4 minutes almost to go, put nobody at the line for a rebound on free throw. That one up and good. Braden Gilbert's a big boy. I guarantee you he was on that football team.
I think number two, Nick Miller, probably was too.
Yeah, he's a big, thick boy too. Number 11. There's here we go, a Dylan. Long shot by Dylan out at the top of the key. And that one's going to fall for Dylan Evers. Indians get it back down under 20. Now they're in the... And he got trapped and the coach called timeout. We'll just keep it right here on this one, Neil. It's a 30-second timeout. He was just trapped right there and
didn't want to turn the ball over.
Didn't want to turn the ball over. So nice timeout by their by their coach. Looking across the side over there on the home side of the field, I think, I don't know, but I think the crowd's thinned out a little bit since the end of the start of the fourth quarter. We're just not a fun game to watch tonight, folks. I don't care if you're here or if you're at home watching on your TV. It's just one of those games, unless you're a South Adams fan.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. If you're a South Adams fan, it's awesome.
They're probably watching and listening on the Adams Wells. I can't remember what that's exactly called, but they do video and audio for all their
games. Is that right?
Yeah, in Indiana, even before this year, they were allowed to broadcast live. Ohio was not until this year.
Gotcha.
So they've been doing that for a number of years, and they're very good at it.
Very good. All right. Starfires with the ball. Pass it around the outside. I see Shock is back in this ball game. He loses possession of it, but he does save it. Gets it back over to the Starfires. They find him out at the top of the key. Quick ball movement over to Stutzman in the side. That one's going to go long, rebounded by Regan Martin. Martin quickly down to Benny. Benny with the ball, dribbles one time, goes up and nails it. Benny now with 10 points on the night. 59-43, it's back to 16.
Brian needs two more rebounds for a double-double.
There we go.
Bright spot.
There's a shot up and no good by Stutzman, rebounded by the Indians, and they push it back up the other way. Gavin with the ball. Gavin tries to go baseline. He's cut off, and he turns around, throws it right out of bounds.
Been that kind of night right there. Not on the same page.
Kerry Rummel back in for Big Benny. Starfires have been in control of this ball game since tip. Really?
Yep. They got 6-0 lead.
Yep. Yeah. They won the tip and then off they went.
Literally been in the control of this ball game the entire 32 minutes. They got the ball patiently running their offense out front. Fort Recovery's in a zone. Just going around in circles and letting them pass it around. 2:05 to go now in the ball game. We'll get wore out in a real quick hurry doing this.
For sure.
There goes Shock. He drives in, finds an open man underneath. He misses the layup, gets his own rebound, puts it up, misses it again. And now Regan's coming down. He's going to fire out to Kale. Kale comes down, turns around. He fires Derek Jeudy. Derek over to Dylan. Dylan on the side, up and short. No good for a three-pointer. Rebound comes down to Nick Miller. Knocked out of bounds by Kale Rammel, and Starfires will keep the possession with a minute 37 to go, and they're up 16. Caleb Evers coming into ball game right now for Dylan Evers. And the Indians are going to call timeout. They got one to go after this one. 1:37. We'll take a break with them. We'll be back in just a minute.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Hello. Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Ford Recovery. With the winter weather rolling in, don't forget to stop by and have your windshield wipers replaced. Also, with the Christmas right around the corner, get that hard-to-buy-for person a gift certificate for a full detail at Hastings Auto. This includes wash, wax, interior shampoo, and your engine degree. Give us a call at 419-375-4617 here at Hastings Auto Sales in historic Ford Recovery, Ohio.
Welcome back to Portside Fieldhouse. Indians trail by 16 with 1:37 to go. Indians are going to fall to 10-11. Starfires are going to improve to 13-5. They got a nice ball club. Hands down, they got a bunch of seniors. They got a couple juniors that actually can put it in the hole. So, they could possibly make a run potentially in their Indiana tournament. And hats off to them. We wish them the best.
I would have liked to play these guys early in the year when we were
hot,
playing well.
Yeah, yeah. You never know. Indians still out there traveling and working their butts off trying to get the rebound. That's just the way the night has been right there. Kale with the ball. He makes a move. He's going down the middle of the lane and just loses control of it, and it goes right out of bounds. He just watches it. Right in front of his
just
hand.
It rolled right out of his hand.
Cannot control it. Starfires get it across the timeline. Pass it back out to Shuck. If Gavin would have got that, I think he would have tried to put it down.
Might as well.
Nothing else to lose. Now we're under a minute. Starfires not looking to shoot at all right now. Up by 16. Taking the clock out.
Gavin's wanting one.
Well, Gavin's thinking, if I can get an easy steal here, I'm going to go down. But at this point, he's just standing there with 40 seconds to go. He's giving up. And I don't blame him. I mean, it's been one of those games. 30 seconds, it's the longest 30 seconds of the day, that's for sure, when you sit here and you got to watch the end of this. That's going to do it for us, folks. Starfire's got the ball, and Well, I tell you what, I've seen two ugly ball games in the last 24 hours, and I do not like the mentality of our Fort Recovery Indians at this point, and we have got to get this back in track.
We are a lot better than this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's the horn, folks. That's the ball game. Indians fall tonight in a non-league matchup to the South Adams Starfires, 59-43. We'll be back in a bit to wrap this ball game up.
Hi, this is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Fort Recovery Insurance knows you buy insurance for protection. That's why Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is ready to help you when you've had a loss and need help with a claim. When you buy your insurance online, you could end up waiting in line to recover from it. Step inside the fort for the protection you need and the help you expect when you've had a loss. Call Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency today at 888-375-4181.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
All right, welcome back to Portside Fieldhouse. Post-game is going to be kind of ugly. I was just sitting here looking at the tournament bracket, and we have the number 6 seed, and I got a feeling if the drawing was tomorrow instead of last Sunday, we would not get a number 6 seed after this weekend.
We'd be in double digits for sure.
I tell you what, the Indians will start out against the new Knoxville boys on Tuesday, February the 23rd, so a week from this coming Tuesday, the boys will play here at home to start the season. I would love to see them play that. I would love to see them get their game back and go back over to St. Henry and be the first team probably ever to cut the nets down in the St. Henry Gymnasium. That would actually make the season brighter for us. But Maxie, I'll pass it off to you for some quick stats, and we'll wrap this baby up.
I'll start with South Adams. We got Drew Sutzman had 12 points. Aiden Warner had 13, and Shock led the Starfires with 16. For the Indians, Brian Benn was one rebound short of a double-double. He had 10 points and 9 rebounds, and Kale Rammel had 11 points to lead the Indians.
Yeah, pretty weak performance here by the Indians tonight. They do fall by 16. The only thing I can say is we got one more game to get under our belt here before tournament. I'd like to see us come out, be on fire next week. You know, maybe we get Owen Judy back. We get another shooter here before we get into the tournament run. That would also be a blessing. And you know, I'm wishing the best for that young man, but I certainly don't want him to injure that ankle any more than it is at this point. But we'll take one more quick break for Derek and I. We're going to sign off. Spence, you'll close her out here after some commercial breaks, and maybe the coach will come up and talk, but maybe not. We'll see. For us, we'll see you next Friday. Thanks for listening.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. With the winter weather rolling in, don't forget to stop by and have your windshield wipers replaced. Also, with the Christmas right around the corner, get that hard-to-buy-for person a gift certificate for a full detail at Hastings Auto. This includes wash, wax, interior shampoo, and your engine degree. Give us a call at 419-375-4617 here at Hastings Auto Sales in historic Ford Recovery, Ohio.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
We're back at Forsythe Fieldhouse where the Indians go down to defeat by, I believe it was 16, 18 points. So what we have coming up next week, the girls begin their tournament. And this year, with fewer fans being allowed to be at the games, we are doing higher seed gets the home game. So it is the girls hosting Hardin Northern in the sectional tournament here at 7 o'clock tip-off. That'll be our broadcast with the NFHS video, and also WPGW will be broadcasting as many girls and boys games as they can. They'll definitely be doing this one unless things go crazy over in Indiana again, so we never know about that. On Friday, the boys will host New Bremen. That's our last regular season boys game, and we'll be simulcasting WPGW connected to the NFHS network. On Saturday, if the girls win over the number 12 seed Hardin Northern, I can't remember what their nickname is, but I used to know that. But anyway, doesn't matter. If they win on Thursday, they'll play on Saturday against the winner of New Bremen and Waynesfield Goshen. And that'll be Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with the NFHS video and WPGW broadcast. The boys the boys tournament is starting a week from Tuesday. So the 23rd, Fort Recovery got the sixth seed. We'll be playing the 11th seed New Knoxville Rangers, and that's at
here at Forsyth Fieldhouse at 7 o'clock. If we win, we'll play the winner of St. Henry, Lima Temple Christian. I believe I saw last night Lima Temple Christian has two wins, and they'll be playing at St. Henry, so we have a pretty good idea who's going to win that. And then if we beat New Knox, we will play at St. Henry on Friday the 26th, so 2 weeks from last night, which where we would be playing at St. Henry. So we're going to wrap it up here from Forsyth Fieldhouse. Let's see, the JVs win 43-32, and I do not have the varsity score, but we lost by 15 to 20 points. So be back in on the air next Thursday. We'll see you then. And big thank you for our Dave Kalp and Derek Bax for helping us with the game. And, of course, we had Jeff Hobbs last night helping us over at Versailles. So, again, we'll see you next week, Thursday night. Thanks for listening.
Listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.